WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman appears in a supporting role in two more Hunger Games films, but his last significant work is starring in the new espionage drama A Most Wanted Man. The film is based on the 2008 novel by John le Carré and also features Rachel McAdams, William Dafoe, and Robin Wright. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Part of me wishes that Philip Seymour Hoffman's final lead performance in A Most Wanted Man wasn't very good. I know that sounds perverse, but if he'd been flailing as an actor at the end, it would make his loss easier to bear from an artistic, if not a human, perspective. The thing is, though, the actor we see in this movie is at his absolute peak. This might even be my favorite Hoffman performance of all. Damn it. It's not by a long shot my favorite of his films, but it's a strong platform. It gives him the material he needs. In this adaptation of John le Carré's 2008 novel, Hoffman plays German spymaster Gunter Bachmann, who's a bit like a post-Cold War, post-9/11 version of le Carré's most famous spy, George Smiley. The director of a secretive anti-terrorist unit, Bachmann smokes and drinks heavily and spends hours staring into video monitors. But this self-described cave dweller has a rare grasp of human complexity. He understands, like Smiley, that in espionage, you don't blunder in and whisk people away to be tortured. You forge bonds. You make suspects see it's in their interest to come to your side. You play the long game. The setting of A Most Wanted Man is Hamburg, where an escaped prisoner named Isa Karpov has just hopped off a boat. He's the devout Muslim son of a corrupt Russian general and a Chechen woman, and it emerges that he has a vast inheritance waiting for him at a German bank. Many in the intelligence community want to whisk Issa away for extreme interrogation, but Bachmann doesn't think he's a true jihadist. Bachmann thinks this sprawling port city is full of confused people with mixed sympathies, and that his German superiors and hovering CIA agents are poised to destroy both lives and potential leads to bigger targets. Director Anton Corbijn serves up plenty of good, foggy, rainy ambiguity, but A Most Wanted Man is not a clean piece of storytelling. The novel isn't either. After the fall of the Soviet Union and the rise of free-range terrorism, le Carré had to relearn the art of puzzle-making. The screenwriter, Andrew Bozell, takes that puzzle apart for the screen and then doesn't quite know what to do with all the pieces. Among the characters drawn into Issa's orbit are a Turkish mother and son, a German banker played by Willem Dafoe, who's struggling with the corrupt legacy of his father, and a CIA string puller played by Robin Wright, whose sympathies are veiled in a way that makes Bachmann and the audience squirm. The movie doesn't really snap into focus until the last 30 minutes, when Bachmann's people roughly kidnap Issa's lawyer, a human rights advocate played by Rachel McAdams, and toss her in a cell. As she lies on a hard bed, Bachmann attempts to convince her that where the young man's well-being is concerned, they're on the same side.
Your choice is between us and nobody. The clock is ticking. You know they'll find him, and when they do, he'll be on the first plane back to Russia. Unless the Americans want him, then we won't know where he is, and nor will he.
He doesn't want the money. He just doesn't want it.
Half radical, half rich kid, half Russian, half Chechen, loves his mother, hates his father. You and I both know Isa Karpov has no idea what he wants.
You listen to Hoffman in that scene and think, I'd do anything he told me. Many actors can attain emotional authenticity, but Hoffman's work here is intellectually true. He gives Bachman every ounce of his own moral integrity. You feel no gap between the actor and his role. As Hoffman grew heavier and more sodden in the last year of his life, he became as an actor even more intensely inward. There's a great sadness in the character of Bachman, but also glimmers of childlike hope that all this thinking will somehow cut through the entrenched stupidity and violence and make the world a better place. Hoffman, I believe, had the same feeling about his acting, that by showing us the workings of a character's mind, he could do what great novelists do, connecting with us on a level most actors never approach. And though he's gone, the bond he forges with us in A Most Wanted Man is indelible.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.